If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Down the blind, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle have won.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We've got our Super Saturday preview. I am recording this on Friday, coming to you from Rockhampton. I will spend all day Saturday on the plane heading back down to Sydney. So I recorded 24 hours early for you guys. You'll be consuming this on Saturday. So we would have done our live show in Rockhampton the night before. I'm sure it would have been an absolute cracker. And the two games last night between the Newcastle Knights and the Dolphins and arch rivals, South Sydney Rabbitohs and Sydney Roosters, will be done and dusted. So just keep in mind, check the final team list. Because I'm recording this before the 24-hour cutoff for these Super Saturday games. But here are my predictions and my anytime try scorers for these games. Now, the very first game coming to you from Saturday afternoon to kick off Super Saturday is the Gold Coast Titans taking on the Melbourne Storm from Cbus Super Stadium. Melbourne, pretty short. I'm hearing a lot of people writing off the Gold Coast Titans. I actually think this game will be a little bit closer than what people are anticipating. I'm still tipping the Melbourne Storm to get the job done, but I think the Dolphins at home put up a pretty good fight. I thought they'd be a little further than $2.57. I thought you'd be able to get threes for them at least. But I mean, I guess that market does sort of reflect what I'm thinking. I think the Titans will put up a better fight than what we're expecting. Their first game at home, afternoon game as well. I think that really helps the way that the Titans play their footy. So I think they'll be in for a bounce back game here. I don't think they'll win, but I think they'll go close, to be honest with you. Let's go through the Titans team list. AJ Brimson at fullback, Khan Pereira on one wing, Philip Sami on the other side, Brian Kelly and Aaron Schopp in the centres, Kieran Foran and Tanner Boyd in the halves, Mo Fotowaker and Big Tino in the front row with Chrissy Randall at nine replacing Sammy Verrills, David Fifita on one edge, Joe Stimson on the other, Isaac Liu in the 13, their bench, Jaden Campbell, Aaron Clark, Joe Vuna and Isaac, young Tino's little brother. So very, very keen to see how he goes. I haven't seen a stack of him. I've heard very good things, so keen to watch how he goes about. I don't think you'll see any changes to that Titans side. Hey guys, sorry, just going to jump in here. We are recording from Rockhampton, so we did have some technical difficulties here where we dropped out for a minute or so when we read out the Melbourne Storm team list. So I'm just going to insert that now. Apologies for the inconvenience, guys, but I appreciate your patience just trying to get it all out for you. For the Melbourne Storm at fullback, Nick Meaney on the wings, Will Warbrick and Xavier Coates, Remus Smith at right centre, Justin Olam makes his first appearance for the Melbourne Storm for season 2023 at left centre, Tyrone Wishart replaces Cam Munster in the 6-1 once again, with Jerome Hughes in the 7. Tui Kamakamika comes in to replace Nelson Asofa-Solomona. Kind of like for like there, not ideal, but as close like for like as you can probably get. Christian Walsh partners him, the skipper. Harry Grant in the 9. I think he's going to be very, very important in this game. I think he stands up. Trent Leroux and Eli Katoa hold down the edges with Josh King in jersey 13. Their bench, Jonah Pezzett makes his debut. Congratulations to Pezzett. I wish him all the very best. Alec McDonald, Jordan Grant, and of course Tarek Sims makes his first game. Same thing, dickhead. Makes his debut club debut for the Melbourne Storm. Their extended bench, the only one I can see coming in is Aaron Penne, but I think they will run as they are the Melbourne Storm. I will return you guys now to the original audio. Once again, thank you for your patience and your understanding. A couple of technical difficulties, a couple of Western Guamas up here, so apologies for that, legends. Closer than what people are giving them credit for. +6.5. I don't mind that up there. It's all going to come down to their defense, as it is every single game for the Gold Coast Titans in the last decade. We know they can score points. It's just about their defense, which last week, let's be honest here, very, very disappointing. It was all smooth and easy when the Dragons didn't get off the bus. As soon as they did, Titans, they sort of folded up shop there, closed up shop. So very disappointing. So hopefully they do bounce back at home. I don't mind them with the 6.5. I won't really be betting on results, to be honest with you guys. But if I was going to, I would take the start for the Titans there. Anytime try scorers in this game. There are a few that I like. Obviously, you've got the usual suspects. You've got AJ Brimson, who I always like for an anytime try score. He's at good value. Once again, $3.10. I always think that's unreal for a guy with his sort of ability. Brian Kelly is coming in to play his first game for the Gold Coast Titans this year. Lost his position at the start of the year through suspension. I think he'll be looking to have a big game here, and Brian Kelly is so supremely talented. He's very underrated, so I like him. Fifita, whenever Foz is on the field, I really like his value at $3.40. Hopefully you can start to see with Foz, Fifita start to put up these big games regardless of opposition, not just against the bottom sides. So I don't mind him at $3.40 despite being a back rower. The other one I don't mind is Tanner Boyd, $7.25. A real value guy there. I think Tanner Boyd is much better than what he's shown us so far this season. And he bounces back and has an all right game for them. I think that when you see young Bet come onto the field, I wouldn't be surprised if he is going to be defending on the left side. And I think you'll see Tanner Boyd really take him on in this game. So Tanner Boyd, $7.25. He's my value guy. I've sprayed a number of anytime try scorers in this game, to be honest with you guys, because I'm not quite sure where points are coming from. But you can pick and choose who you want to go with. For the Melbourne Storm, Nick Meaney at $2.90. Almost $3 for the fullback. Great support play without Cam Munster. I think he's a really good shot to cross there. So Nick Meaney at $2.90. Harry Grant, I really like him, $3.25. He's probably the one I'm most confident on in this game. $3.25 for Harry Grant. Once again, I think without Cam Munster, I think he really takes over through the middle. And I think Harry can cross there. It's much better when he has a guy like Brandon Smith, Nelson Solomona, these sort of guys. But I think he can do it without them. And I think the club is looking around for someone to stand up without Cam Munster. And I think Harry Grant can provide that. So $3.25, I like that. If I had him in Supercoach Classic, I would probably captain him. At the moment, I'm looking at Kiraz, which is a bit of a punt. But Harry Grant, if I had him, I would captain him, and I believe he will cross and score a meaty here. The other one at $3.90, Eli Katoa. Had a great game last week. Did not score a try. Did cross the line. It got taken off him. I'm going to back Husey to put him through a hole here in this game. $3.90 for Eli Katoa there. And guys, they are my anytime try scorers for that first game. A number that I've thrown out there. You can pick and choose. Tanner Boyd and Eli Katoa are probably the best value guys. Everyone else pretty short, which I think is how this game will be reflected. I'm expecting sort of like a 24-26, 22-26 sort of game. I think there'll be a fair few points scored for both sides. I'm actually looking forward to that game up there on the Gold Coast. It's going to be hot up there, but I think it will be entertaining footy nonetheless. So very keen for that game, and that's who I've got there. The second game, the North Queensland Cowboys and the New Zealand Warriors. Saw some of the Warriors boys yesterday at Brisbane Airport. They were there when I was there. They look ready to go. Very, very hot up in Queensland at the moment. I can't imagine what it's like up there in Townsville. It would be a fucking nightmare. So I do think that'll really play against the Warriors. Won't be having any head-to-head betting on this game just because I'm not really seeing any value there either way. I think the Cowboys win. They're at $1.30. I'd love to say 13 plus at $2.10, but just the way they faded in the back end of their last two games, I'm just not super confident on it. So I will be getting on a couple of anytime try scorers in this one. But let's go through the team list, the North Queensland Cowboys. Apologies, guys. I thought it was Tom Chester's debut this week, but some of you reached out. He actually did make his debut last year, and now that you remind me, I do recall watching it and talking about it that week. So apologies for that. But Tommy Chester at fullback, Kyle Felt on one wing, Murray Taulagi on the other side, Val Holmes and Shibasaki replacing Peter Higgins Hiku in the centres. We'll be interested to see if Val Holmes does shift to fullback at some point and what they do with Tommy Chester and whatnot, but I think they'll probably go as they're named. Tommy Dearden in the 6, Chad Townsend in the 7. Former teammates there, Chad and Sean Johnson, going up against each other. And I believe former teammates Tom Dearden and Tomato Martin actually know that they wouldn't have played together. Take that back. But Chad Townsend and Sean Johnson going up against each other. Jordan McLean and Ruben Cotter up front with Rishi Robson in the 9. Cohen Hess and Nanai in the second row with Jason Taumalolo locking the scrum in the 13. Their bench, Granville, Griffin Neame, Jermaine Tenor-Brown and James Tarmo. Obviously got Hylam Lukey and Mitch Dunn on the extended bench. Two guys that I think could come in, but I probably don't think they will for this game. I'm expecting the Cowboys to run as they are named. For the New Zealand Warriors, a couple of changes here. Obviously, Chance Nickel-Klockstad falls out of this side, as does Jackson Ford, both with HIAs. So we do get to see the debut of Tane Taupiki, who was playing for the Billy Bears last year. I've got big raps on him. I think he's a very talented guy. We'll talk about him and anytime try scorers very soon, but I think there's a bit of juice there. I think he's at about 4s, which I think is fucking overs. You go back and have a look at his stats and his games from their Bears last year. I understand it's Queensland Cup, but I think it's like 23 games for 14 tries, 23 try assists, 23 line breaks. It's fucking outrageous. So go and have a look at that. Very, very talented guy who I reckon can cross the stripe. We'll get to him soon. The wingers, Ed Cossey and the Beast, Marcelo Montoya. Braden Villiamy and Adam Pompey are your centres. Tamare Martin in the 6. Shawnee Johnson in the 7. AFB and Bunty Afara up front with Wade Egan in the 9, very popular guy in Supercoach this week. Mitchie Barnett moves to the left edge to replace Jackson Ford, and Marata Neokore lines up on the right edge, had a blinder last week. Tohu Harris, who has been getting through so much work, it's not even funny, the skipper in jersey 13. Their bench, Dill Walker, Josh Curran has recovered from injury to feature this week, Bailey Sirenen and Tom Ali. Their extended bench, guys that could come in, Volkman carving it up in New South Wales Cup. Jazz Tavanga played last week as well in Cup footy. He could come into calculations for this side, but I personally think that they will run as they are. The only one I can see coming in is Jazz to maybe come onto the bench. Pending the fitness of Josh Curran, he didn't look too good to me last week, so I'm a bit surprised to see him named. He's another one. Now, anytime try scorers in this game, as I said, I don't really see much value head-to-head. I think the Cowboys get the job done, but they're very short, and I don't want to take them with a margin or anything just because they faded so heavily the last few weeks, but I do think the weather is really going to slap the Warriors around. I think it's going to be a tough little gig for them, especially coming off that Roosters game last week. For me, anytime try scorers in this one, we always like Val Holmes, of course. You know how much I rate him anyway. $2.50, I always like that value, but with the potential of playing fullback, really juicy there. So Val Holmes at $2.50. My other boy, Tommy Dearden, love to watch the way that he plays footy, the way that he's always taken on the line. His support play is always fantastic. I reckon out on that left edge for the Cowboys, where they've got so much strike outside him, I reckon he'll be able to sniff a bit of blood and be able to insert that fantastic running game that he has. So $3.15 for Tommy Dearden. I really, really like that. Reece Robson, from an attacking point of view, he's been pretty quiet the first few weeks. I know a lot of you Supercoach players are very keen on him. $4.30 in these sort of conditions against a pack that I think is going to be pretty tight in the back end. I also think Reece Robson at $4.30 is very, very juicy there. Let's move to the Warriors. And as much as I don't think they're going to win, I think there's plenty of value here. Marcelo Montoya at $2.25. If that edge can just put on one half decent play and just get him one-on-one close, he scores a try. I always think there's value in Marcelo Montoya, as long as he catches the fucking thing. $2.25. My fullback, Tane Taupiki, I will definitely be on him. He can score a try out of absolutely nothing. Support play is fantastic. And the best thing about your debut, as much as you're coming into first grade, teams don't have that much tape on you. Teams don't really know what to expect from you. So at $4, I really like Taupiki there. And anytime try scorer, that is 100% one that I will be getting on in this game. Value guys, Mitchie Barnett, he returns to the edge at $5.10. Really like that. We've seen him when playing for the Newcastle Knights. Geez, like as much as he isn't, Jackson Ford, and he wasn't the front row week one. He's not their first choice guy. There is still a world where he's their best edge back rower, Mitchie Barnett. So hoping Jackson Ford does come back into the fold. Obviously, I'm a big fan of him. Got him in my draft side, but I think Mitchie Barnett, if the middles can show what they can do, I think there's a world where Barnett could stay there. So $5.10 for him, I really, really like that value there. But yeah, my best one, I'd be taking the Warriors fullback, Tane Torpicki. If there was a world where Chance was out for an extra 2 to 3 weeks, I'd say to you there's a chance that he could hold that fullback spot and maybe move Chance to the centres, but I don't think 1 week will be enough. But he is a really impressive guy, a little bit unorthodox, lightning quick, and just he's just got great awareness and great balance, which is what you love to see from footballers. So he's my guy at $4 in that one. All right, let's move to the third game where we have got the Brisbane Broncos taking on the St. George Illawarra Dragons, two teams coming off W's. The Dragons obviously won their first game of the season. They came off a bye to beat the Gold Coast Titans. The Broncos, they've been on one hell of a run. Panthers into Cowboys. Doesn't get much harder than that. And I said all preseason, I'm really, really worried about the Broncos and their start. I didn't think they'd win those games. Now that they've won both of them, you go from this team that I thought could have been lacking confidence early to a team that their confidence is sky fucking high. Unreal for the Brisbane Broncos faithful off the back of a couple of tough years. Great to see. Let's go through these team lists as they stand right now. Reece Walsh coming off an MOM performance last week at fullback. Jesse Arthurs replaces Corey Oates. Selwyn Cobbo on the other side. Tony Staggs in the centres with Herbie Farmworth. Ezra Mam in the six. What a game he's had. What a 2 weeks he's had, actually. He's been unreal. Adam Reynolds in the seven. Corey Jensen up front with Payne Haas going through some maniac stats at the moment. Billy Walters in the 9. Kurt Capel and Jordan Rickey on the edges with Paddy Carrigan in the 13. Bit of an injury cloud surrounding Paddy Carrigan. The last I have heard, it looks like he will feature in this one. Corey Pakes, Paliasia, Tom Flegler, and Marty Tapau on the bench. No one from the extended bench that I think they'll bring in. I think Brisbane run out 1-17. Have a look at the St. George Illawarra Dragons. Tyrell Sloan at fullback. Matty Fangai on one wing. Ravalara on the other side. Sully and Lomax your centres. Bud Sullivan in the 6, Benny Hunt in the 7, Molo and Blake Laurie up front, Moses Mbai in the 9, Murdoch Mashilla and Jaden Sewart on the edges, Jack Bird in the 13, their bench, Jacob Little, Musgrove, Toby Couchman and Josh Kerr. I think the Dragons go 1-17 for this one. Amone is the only one on the bench that I think has a chance to come in, but I don't think they will make changes off the back of a win. Still no sign of Jack DeBellin. I believe he'll be back next week or the week after, but I did think he'd be back this week, so read into that what you will. Dragons at $3.07. I just think their first game of the season, they're really up for that one at home. I'm tipping the Broncos to get the job done here, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Dragons put up a better fight than what we're anticipating. But I just think the Broncos, they're going to have too much class in this one. I'm expecting them to win. I probably won't be betting on the head-to-head in this game, just not confident enough. I just think the Dragons could be a pain in the ass once again. The start, 11.5. I don't know if it's enough. So I think I'll just be avoiding that. If you want to chuck Broncos 13 plus into your multi, good on you. I'm just not as confident. I think that Ben Hunt going to Suncorp, Anthony Griffin coming back to Suncorp, I've got a feeling that they might be able to put up a good performance here, but I still think Brisbane get the job done in this one. Anytime try scorers, Herbie Farmworth, always a great option, especially with the way that Reece Walsh was playing last week, creating chances for him. He gets into dummy half, he takes him on. He's becoming more and more like Joey Manu. He's not on that level. Don't get upset. Don't have a hissy fit. But he's got that sort of ability just to score a try out of absolutely nothing, create something out of nothing. So Herbie at 215, always nice. Reece Walsh, we saw how electrifying he was last week. And there's a certain spot that if I was the Brisbane Broncos, I'd be targeting with Reece Walsh. I would be trying to get him one-on-one with Big Ben Murdoch Masilla out on that left edge for the Dragons. I think it's something that Adam Reynolds, they'll try and get him a little bit tighter, and I think they'll fade late, and I think they'll be trying to get Reece Walsh outside him, still with your Jordan Rickey and these sort of guys out the back of him. So off the back of that, I love Reece Walsh down that side. Did most of his damage on the left. I think he'll do a bit on the right this week. I think that'll be a target spot for the Brisbane Broncos. And off the back of that, I really like Selwyn Cobbo. He's obviously at $1.56, very short, but Tony Staggs, $2.40. I think it'll be a spot they'll try and get to very early. I think Staggs does score this week, and I don't mind him for for a first try scorer too. $13. I just think it'll be a spot that the Broncos will really try and get at. I think they'll try and get on the outside shoulder of Ben Murdoch-Masilla and then create something off the back of that. You'll get shoulders turning in, And I just think that'll provide something for Tony Staggs. I think it'll be something they would have worked out all week. I think they would have had their opposed sessions with the left edge back rower wearing the fluoro bib. I think they would have been doing everything they could to isolate big Ben Murdoch-Masila. Like him as a footballer, but he wasn't tested last week. He made 11 tackles, which I don't understand how he came out of that game, how the Titans didn't go at him more. So that's a spot that I think Adam Reynolds and Reece Walsh will be targeting. As far as the St. George Illawarra Dragons go, Tyrell Sloan at $3.15. Even if they don't win, he's a guy that can just create something out of nothing. He's always sniffing up through the middle. Looked happy and keen to play last week, which is all you want to see from Tyrell Sloan. $3.15. And of course, the main man, Benny Hunt, he returns to Suncorp Stadium. Always plays well up there. Always getting up for it early in the season. I don't think the rest of the Dragons have quite thrown the towel in. Well, they definitely haven't thrown the towel in yet. And I think Benny Hunt at $5.30. We tipped him last week at about $4.50 for an anytimer. I think he can do it again here at $5.30. But just with the St. George Illawarra Dragons, the Brisbane Broncos, their defense looks fucking unreal at the moment. And I think it's Suncorp in the dry. I think they'll be up for another big game here as well. So I'm not expecting the Dragons to score too many points, but I wouldn't be surprised if they put up a good defensive effort here as well. But I think targeting Ben Murdoch-Masila is where I think Adam Reynolds and Reece Walsh will target. So I think there are a couple of opportunities there.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
For Brisbane Broncos to get some meat there in Reece Walsh, Tony Staggs, these sort of guys. So give me the Broncos in this one, guys. I'm not sure by how much. I think the Dragons still put up a half-decent fight here. I'll be getting on those anytime try scorers, guys. Hope you enjoy your Super Saturday of footy. We'll be back tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, with our preview for all the games on Sunday. Two pretty good games, I think. You've obviously got the Canberra Raiders and the Sharkies is the late game. The earlier game, it's Bulldogs taking on the Tigers. So probably not the most exciting game of all time, but it's at Belmore. I always think those games are exciting. Two pretty desperate teams. Obviously, Bulldogs coming off a big win. Tigers in particular, they're coming off a shit week in the media. Desperate for a W. Hopefully, we see the return of Johnny Bateman. Plenty to watch in that game, despite not looking like the most exciting game in the world. So exciting times in round three of the NRL. Plenty more content to come on the Rugby League Guru Podcast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.